John Martyr was fired from the UW Superior in 2001 amid allegations that he behaved inappropriately around two of his female students. At issue before Supreme Court justices is whether Martyr was treated fairly before he was dismissed. Martyr's attorney, Aaron Halstead, says his client's tenure gave him the right to be in on all meetings where university officials discussed his case. Halstead says that right was violated when UW Superior Chancellor Julius Erlenbach met privately with the Board of Regents. Halstead told justices about his experiences the day Martyr was dismissed.
I was made to stand out in the hall while the other party in the proceeding walked into a room with the chancellor to meet with the board, made me stand out in the hall, and then came out, allowed me to come in finally, and then said, we're going to vote on this, voted to fire my client.
Halstead also alleges Regent Toby Markovich discussed the Martyr case with Chancellor Erlenbach on a private flight from Superior to Milwaukee. That flight took place right before the board meeting where Martyr's dismissal was made final. Justice David Prosser asked Assistant Attorney General Jennifer Lattice about that scenario. Lattice represents the Board of Regents.
Am I just cynical to kind of suspect that they might discuss this?
Yes.
Lattice says the university followed its own hiring and firing policy when it handled Martyr's case. She says that keeping Martyr appraised of the investigation afforded him more rights than the average state employee.
The rest of us get fired first, and then we engage in our process. So it is a very beneficial process to the professors, even though they don't like it in this case.
Martyr argues the university should have followed stricter standards. If his court challenge is successful, Martyr wants to be reinstated as a UW Superior professor. He also wants to be given back pay for the more than 4 years during which he was dismissed. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.